Time now for Wagoner's Walk. When Dick and Firth arrived at the Wagoner's early on Friday evening, the first face he saw was Cliff's.
Good evening to you, Mr. Firth.
Oh, no. You.
Well, that's what I call a friendly greeting. I work here, didn't you know?
I did, but I'd forgotten.
Well, can I get you something?
I don't know. I have got myself this bottle of wine.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but you are not allowed to consume your booze on our premises.
Oh, perhaps I'd better have a word with the manager.
Well, for the purposes of this evening, kind sir, I am the manager.
Are you?
Hi, Donald's taking the evening off. I think he's got a heavy day tomorrow. He came through here a few minutes ago, dressed in his best, with a gleam in his eye and a firm purpose in his step. Yeah. By all accounts, he's been having a lean time of it lately. Well, stand you up, did she?
Who?
Debbie.
Who said anything about Debbie?
Well, nobody, but it's obvious, isn't it? She's living at the squat now. You were in here with a bottle.
If you must know, she's gone out to the movies with Vince.
Oh? Jealous?
No, of course I'm not. Just now, Debbie needs all the friends she can get.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, sunshine.
You really are the bitter end, Cliff.
Well, you don't have to stay if you don't want to.
Well, I certainly don't want to go back to the squat and watch Carol threading beads and feeding the brat. I'll have a vodka and tonic.
I'm off now.
Hello, I got a kiss.
If you insist.
Well, that the best you can do?
I've got to get to the restaurant. I'm late.
I am feeling very sexy.
Well, this is definitely not the moment.
You're a very beautiful lady.
Go away.
It's true. And tonight you're looking devastating.
Stop being so corny, Matt.
Suddenly all the furrows have gone from your brow and the lines from around your mouth.
It's the relief of having made my peace with Peter and Liz over Jeremy.
Peace?
Truce, then.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Well, whatever it is, I'm grateful for it. The eternal bickering over Jeremy was beginning to make me tired. Tonight, I feel that the world's been taken off my shoulders.
Don't go to the restaurant.
I must.
Why?
Because it's Rob's night off, and Wendy went home with flu, and there's a limit to what Sophie can do.
Ah, she can manage by herself for once.
Not on a Friday.
Hey, Rob shouldn't be off on a Friday.
No, well, he isn't usually. It's just that he's been working such long hours lately. I thought he should have a break, let his hair down. It's not right that a boy of his age should be so wrapped up in his work.
Why not? I was.
Aha. You did have girlfriends, though, didn't you?
All right. One or two. I can see what you're after, though.
What?
You want to see him married off, don't you? Weighed down with kids and a mortgage.
Here we go.
Why is it women regard every young bachelor as a challenge?
Bye, Matt.
I say let him enjoy his freedom when he's got it. Don't you worry. He'll find somebody when he's ready.
Excuse me, Dickon.
Yes?
It's Rob Pengelly. I think we bumped into each other at the Herald once when that ad for the Priors came out wrong.
Oh, yes. Sorry, you're the assistant manager there, aren't you?
That's right. I mistook you for the classifieds manager.
Yes, I remember. You gave me a real dressing down.
Yes, sorry about that. Can I get you a drink?
Well, yes, all right, thanks.
What are you having?
Vodka and tonic, please.
I'll get them. Vodka and tonic and a pint, please, Cliff.
Right you are, Rob.
I hear your girlfriend's over at the squat.
Who told you that?
Well, I nearly moved into myself a while back. I know Carol and Roger. Only that house originally belonged to my boss, and I was pretty much on approval at the time, so...
You thought better of it.
Right.
There you go then, Rob. Pint of a dinner vodka.
Ah, sorry about the fiver.
What's happened? Won the pools, have you? There's a change, then. Well, there's no need to count it. I am a teacher, don't forget.
There you go, Dickon.
Oh, thanks. No, I'm not sure the squat is quite my scene.
Ah.
It's not that I don't approve or anything. I think it's part of a newspaperman's job to keep an open mind. It's just...
Not your scene.
I tried a joint there recently. Well, a couple of puffs. Didn't seem to have any effect at all, so I stopped. Debbie doesn't smoke, just as well, since she's pregnant.
Debbie being your girlfriend?
No, not girlfriend. It's more... She's more... Oh, dear, it's rather hard to define. We're just good friends, as they say in the gutter press.
Oh.
She's a colleague of mine at the Herald. And she's single and pregnant. I let her stay at my pad for a while because she had nowhere else to go. And we got rather close, you know. But we didn't go to bed together, anything like that. It's just that she needs protection.
It's not your baby, then?
No. No, I just felt someone should stand by her.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I dare say this is the vodka talking now, because I've had three and I haven't eaten since lunchtime. I don't really like the girl all that much. It's true. We could hardly be more different. Yet somehow, when a girl has shared your place, well, it does make a difference somehow, don't you think?
Still waiting for main course table 7, please. One fillet steak and one duck all around.
Lisa, coming.
Oh, customer's waiting at table 7, Sophie.
Yeah, it's okay, Lynn. I'm just chasing it up now.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Hey, you got rid of that drunk yet?
The one at table 3? Mm. Yes, I just poured him into a taxi.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
He was getting rather offensive, wasn't he?
He wouldn't leave me alone, grabbing my wrist all the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the full bit. You know, trying to kiss my hand, asking me what time I was going to finish. Everything. And I wasn't encouraging him, I promise.
Just as long as he wasn't the man who made those phone calls.
Oh, no chance. No, I'd never seen this bloke in my life. The other one knows my home phone number. Anyway, there's been nothing now all week, and it's probably finito.
Maybe. But since Wendy's not here to walk you to the bus tonight, why don't I give you a lift? I'll probably have to be here to the bitter end.
Oh, thanks, but there's no need. See, Val comes halfway, you know, to the pedestrian crossing by the infant school.
I don't mind.
Oh, really, Lynn, there's no need, honest. But thanks all the same.
Okay, if you change your mind, just let me know. I'll be right in the office.
Hey, Sophie.
Yeah, what?
Guess who just showed up?
Who?
You're Mr. Digby, the last of the big spenders.
Oh, heck. Oh, look, Val, can you serve him? I mean, he's no trouble, but I don't think I can face those sad brown eyes tonight.
Okay.
I did a piece on your freezer plant, you know. The Herald.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. They had a little opening ceremony and I covered it.
Ah.
Hmm. Mrs. Pryor collapsed in the middle of the festivities.
What?
A flu or something.
Oh.
But it was all very interesting.
Matter of fact, I don't do much on the freezer side.
Hmm. That's right, you said. You're the assistant manager at the restaurant.
Yeah, trainee manager, actually.
I'm only a trainee reporter. So what?
Last orders, ladies and gentlemen, please. Last orders, please.
Oh, is it time already?
Evening's gone quickly, hasn't it?
Hmm.
How about one for the road?
I don't think I will, thank you.
Okay.
Mind a black coffee, though. Perhaps I'll look in at the squat and see if Debbie's back. I've still got this wretched bottle of wine.
You could come over to my place if you like.
Hmm?
If you want some coffee.
Oh, I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. We wouldn't be disturbing anybody. I'm all of me Todd there. Up to you.
I thought he was very nice.
Who?
You're Mr. Digby.
Oh, him.
Very quiet. Sort of grateful, you know.
Hmm. How much did he leave you?
10%. I think he was disappointed you weren't serving him.
Yeah, tough. I don't know what it is about me at the moment.
How do you mean?
I seem to have a fatal fascination for men.
Lucky old you.
Not a bit of it. But all the ones I wouldn't touch with a barge pole. And the one I do care about just doesn't want to know.
That's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, then. Parting of the ways.
Yep.
It's not far. Look, you can see the lights of the main road down at the end of the lane.
Yes.
I'll come with you, you know, if you're not happy going down there on your own.
No, no. No, not to worry about. Thanks. I shall be fine. Anyway, then, you'd have to walk back on your own.
See you tomorrow, then.
Yeah, take care.
Night, Sophie.
Night, Belle. Come along, then, Sophie. It's not far.
You sure you wanted to open that thing?
I've got my second wind now. Where are the glasses?
Behind you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
1971. That was a very good year for claret, I think.
Yeah, help yourself.
Cheers. Funny, really.
What is...
Well, you were saying earlier on at the pub about how you were missing Debbie's company since you moved out of your pad.
Yes.
That's the same with me.
Oh, your girlfriend's moved out?
Not even a girlfriend. One of our waitresses, Sophie. She was only here one night. It's funny how you get used to company, isn't it? Having someone around, even though it's completely platonic.
Reinforces the hypothesis that man is a gregarious animal.
I'll take your word for it.
Sorry.
What for? You're welcome to use as many long words as you like, only don't expect me to understand them. Actually, I do know what you mean. Man was not born to live alone and all that.
Right.
Trouble is, sometimes you don't have any choice.
Right. I'm keeping you up.
No,
Yes, I am. And it's... What is it? Oh, 12:30. It's time I was heading for home.
What about the wine?
That's all right.
The bottle's nearly full.
Not another word, he said. Staggering.
Oh. Do you think you ought to drive?
Don't know. I've already got one endorsement. For speeding. I was doing 38 through a Wiltshire village and got stopped. I wasn't being a hazard to anybody, as I pointed out. But they booked me all the same. Still, dare say I'll make it back to Pimlico.
Pimlico?
Yeah.
It's right across town. And then you've got to get back to the Herald offices in the morning. Hardly seems worth it.
Well, what else can I...
Why don't you stay here? Spare room? Oh, hell, who can that be at this time of night? Shall have your tick.
No, go ahead.
Rob Pengilly.
Rob, you don't know me, but I'm Sophie's flatmate, Sarah Lowe. I hope you don't mind me ringing.
Of course not. What can I do for you, Sarah?
Well, it's about Sophie. I wondered if she left the restaurant at the usual time.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I wasn't in this evening.
Oh.
Why?
Well, she hasn't got home yet.
I see.
And I'm getting a bit worried. Look, I'm probably being neurotic, but what with all these phone calls she's been
getting? It's much more likely she's gone home with Val for a drink. She's one of the waitresses and she was walking her home. Or onto a disco or something. Or they could have had a late night at work. We often do on a Friday. And it is only 12:30. There's dozens of places she could be.
Yes. Oh, like I said, I'm probably being neurotic.
I should go to bed if I were you and forget all about it.
I'll do that. Thanks, Rob. Good night.
Night, Sarah. Sorry about that.
You've got trouble?
Spoken like a news hound. But no.
Matt.
Hmm.
I think I heard the doorbell.
No, I didn't. Oh, bloody wash.
What's the matter?
Pins and needles.
Oh, I went to sleep with my head on your shoulder.
Oh, it's all down my arm. Oh, bloody wash.
Yes, it was. The doorbell.
Let Alexis answer.
Oh, fat chance. He wouldn't hear the last trump. I wonder who it can be this time.
No, perhaps they'll go away. Oh, God.
Perhaps they won't. Oh, well.
Call Bill. He can answer.
No, I'll go.
Hey, leave the door on the chain, then.
I will.
Who is it?
It's me. Sophie. Please, Lynn, let me in.
Just a moment.
Please, Lynn. Please.
Oh, my God, Sophie. What's happened?
Oh.